Hello, I'm Nancy Mendoza, Director of Communications and Membership at the Canary. We're taking a break from CanaryPod this week, but first we're going to bring you a bonus mini-sode. There was an issue mentioned in last week's podcast when our writer Steve Topple was talking about the Tory deal with the DUP, and that was the issue of abortion rights for women in Northern Ireland. To former government, the Conservative Party presented themselves to the Queen after the election and made a promise that they were going to put together a Queen's speech to be heard in Parliament. Now, that process happened, and the Queen's speech is something which is voted on by the entire Parliament. It's possible to put amendments to that. And Stella Creasy put an amendment to that Queen's speech, and that is to enable women from Northern Ireland to come to England to get free, at the point of treatment, abortions. This is an amendment that was put to Parliament. It was agreed by the government that the funding of abortions for women from Northern Ireland would be put in place. And the amendment was actually withdrawn on the basis of this support, which included 40 of the Conservative MPs currently sitting in Parliament. And just yesterday, we've heard from the leaders in Scotland and Wales that they are absolutely committed to funding this absolutely vital health service for women in Northern Ireland. Overall, this is a huge victory, and I was really glad to speak to Stella Creasy just after this was put to Parliament about what happened. So I'm very fortunate to grab a couple of minutes with Stella Creasy MP on the day that she has put an extremely important amendment to the Queen's speech. This is something that certainly I know our listeners will be hotly anticipating after this just astonishing proposal to partner with the DUP, which socially is one of the most conservative political parties that have ever existed. But you've taken them on today, and it's brilliant. I mean, tell us what happened.
Well, look, for 50 years, women from Northern Ireland have been denied access to abortion services unless they're prepared to pay for them, even in England and Wales, even though they are UK taxpayers and they're contributing towards the cost of the NHS providing that service. Interestingly enough, the DUP said that they felt that was a matter for NHS England, which exposed the fact that the government was using the DUP as cover for this. And what we've seen today is people, in fairness, across all of Parliament saying, well, hang on a minute, that's not right. That's an injustice and we need to right it. And the government has given in, and I'm really pleased they've given in, because they've given a commitment, and I think it is there, to fund a proper service for Northern Irish women. Now, in no way does that detract from the need to win the argument in Northern Ireland that women can access abortion, because I believe that the right to reproductive rights is a fundamental human right. But it's certainly a step forward for progress today, and it's the power that people can make in terms of campaigning. I want to say thank you to everybody who was part of the My Pledge, Her Choice campaign and shared that hashtag or contacted their MP or helped raise awareness that in the 21st century we were treating UK citizens in that way.
Thinking about the future for this country, and you know, for me as a disabled gay woman, I've probably never felt so vulnerable in the current political system. But to actually have this news that Parliament has actually agreed that, you know, at least women should have the right to choose, it feels really good to me. It feels like a step in the right direction. But there's got to be more to come. What's next?
Oh, don't worry. And listen, one of the things I've always felt on the left, look, on the left, it's harder for us because, you know, people haven't trusted politics or the political process for ages. Whenever I go into a pub, everyone always says to me, is that on expenses? But now what they wonder is, does collective effort really change anything? And if you're the right, you can say no and you can fall back on the market. Our politics requires people to have a commitment and a belief that if they work together, if they speak up, if they're an ally for somebody like a Northern Irish woman, change can happen. What we've proved today is when we come together, we can create change. Now, there's an awful lot of injustice in our country. There's also a lot of missed opportunities that we can take on. And actually, look, we didn't win the election, but we've got a hung parliament. So there are opportunities to make the arguments. The way I always say it is, look, I'm very ideological. I'm a proud socialist. I'm a proud Democrat. I'm a proud cooperator and a proud feminist, especially today. But I'm not necessarily tribal. If we can win the argument with people to make progress, that's what the best movement the Labour Party can be is. And I think we've got a task on our hands to show people that on all these things, whether it is on the bedroom tax, whether it's on widow parents' allowances, whether it's on how we treat young people who maybe don't want to go to university but want an apprenticeship or want to start their own business, whether it's the things we do for refugees. You know, sometimes we have to have arguments that people think are unpopular, but if we're confident in our case and we work together, change can happen.
And I think, you know, we've really seen over the last few weeks, and we've seen with that hung parliament, the result of the general election, that people really do respond to ideals of hope and of compassion and of working together. And I'm really positive to hear you say that, you know, these movements are, they're there, they're running, that some of them are in their nascent forms, but we've got a hell of a lot to look forward to. Thank you so much for sparing some time with me today.
Well, and can I just say to all the Canary readers, if you want to be part of, you know, Clem Attlee was one of my predecessors as the Labour MP for Walthamstow. That's no pressure. And Clem Attlee always said, the Labour movement is what its members make it. We're at our strongest when we fight for things. Not just against things, but for things. Not just against health inequality, but for an NHS, for the equalities legislation, for a national minimum wage, for a living wage. Why don't we be at our best? If we do that together, we are unstoppable.
I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening to this week's bonus mini-sode with me, Nancy Mendoza, interviewing Stella Creasy. Now, if you're enjoying Canary Pod, the best way to support us is to subscribe on your favourite podcast platform. Until next time, remember, don't get angry, get involved.